Hello, you're listening to Something to Think About, and I'm your host, Ella. I did not originally plan to do any more episodes because I did not see a point. Because, you know, I don't get that many listens, obviously, but something happened recently at my school, and I thought it would be a good thing to talk about, especially since even if I don't get that many listens, it spreads somehow, maybe only a little. I didn't know him, and I won't pretend to understand the pain of losing a family member, but a boy at my school recently took his own life, and I've never lost a family member, like I said, but I have lost someone very close to me to suicide before, and I've always been very passionate about raising awareness and making it known that these things do happen, and they happen quite a bit. Maybe more than we would like to know about. But I noticed that people only talked about suicide when it happens recently around them, or somebody famous takes their own life. It's not talked about enough on a regular basis, and it's stigmatized as a sin and as a selfish act, but not as something that someone does because they feel trapped. I found that people who are suicidal and have these thoughts are desperate for a way out of their situation, whether it be inside their head, in their environment, within their feelings. They want help, but they don't know how to get it. They feel alone. And sometimes all that someone needs in life to make it is someone else. Whether it be a listener, some words of kindness, or an offer of companionship. We never ever know what's going on in someone's head or life beyond what we know them. And it kills me that sometimes we assume and sometimes these people don't get help in time. In my experience, the person that I lost made an impulsive decision. But it's not like he was not hurting before. He had some demons, and he didn't talk to anyone about that. And he didn't get help in time. He was a very, very sweet kid. And no one knew that he was struggling. And especially during times like this where we all may feel isolated, please do not forget to to reach out to your loved ones. Please be kind to everyone. And we're human, so I know we can't do that all the time because we make mistakes. But if you ever need a reason to be kind to someone, think about how you have no idea what they could be dealing with, or how they're feeling, or how sensitive they might be. We can't put ourselves inside of other people's heads, but we can be aware of how they might feel. And with that, we can treat each other better and hopefully shed a little light somewhere. Thanks for listening. And if you or a loved one are experiencing any of these signs, the suicide prevention hotline will be written in the description.